हरे कृष्ण एवं बतस्व प्रिय नाम कृष्णा जाता अनुराग ऑल देयर फुल ऑफ हाई क्लास ऑफ एक्सटेसी रश एंड अष्ट शक्ति मूड विल कम सो दे कैन चैंट ऑफ प्योर नेम बिकॉज इट हैड बीन टोल्ड नाम चिंतामणि चैतन्य रस विग्रह What is meaning of rasa vigraha? Name is a vigraha of
full of
rasa, ocean of endless ocean of rasa. But we don't realize anything. That is I Muktu Kalai Upasana. Malli, liberated person having prem, sneha, man, pranam, they know, they can chant like that. They will say, Mahaprabhu, Nayanam Galadasa. युगायितं निमिषेन चक्षुषा प्राविष्ट दिस इज प्योर मोर देन दैट व्हाट एट्थ श्लोक ऑफ वेरी हाई इवन श्रीमद् भागवत हैज नॉट टोल्ड लाइक दिस ही हैज कवर्ड बट चैतन्य चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज ओपनली टोल्ड दिस बट हु विल रियलाइज This is our goal of the life. If we had touched anything of these, a little bit of taste has come. We cannot digest. We cannot come to worldly life. Never. If quickly they will give up, like Raghunatha. Then second name. जय नामधेय मुनि बृंदगेय जनरंजनाय परमत्सराति समनादरातपि निखलोग्रताप पटलिं बिलो इफ अ लिटिल बीट ऑफ दिस कम इवन नमाभा जय नामधेय मुनि बृंदगेय हो मुनि सुखदेव गोस्वामी और नारद गोस्वामी सुखदेव गोस्वामी रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी महापुरुष हिमसा Oh Shankar like this, always Mahadev Shankar. Hare Krishna, chanting always. Brahma, four mouths. Even Shankarsan with his thousand and thousand of mouths. With thousand and thousand of tongue. Chanting and remembering with a thousand and thousand of mind. But he cannot everything. See, once more and more, tan, heart, mind, more and more, unlimited. Jai Namu, Dheya. What is the Nama Dheya? Oh, you are Himself Krishna. Krishna has invested all His power, mercy, everything, and He has made name more powerful, more merciful than Himself He. Understand? No. Krishna is not merciful so much because the combined mercy of Radha and all is in name. Nam namakari bahudhani. But we are so unfortunate. We have no taste in this. Jai nam de muni brindadeya janaranjanaya paramaksharakite. Oh, only to be merciful and to sprinkle mercy, or he has came in the shape of name. Name are of two kinds. Sabda Brahma and Sabda Samanya. What is Sabda Brahma? Transcendental name himself, Krishna and Radhika. And what is Sabda Samanya? Only word. Having no power. He has heard from anywhere. Bogus guru from bogus guru, who is not realized, who is not chanting, or he has made up his mind that I should not chant more than 16. Never, never. It will be often if I am chanting. He is bogus guru. So, if anyone is having all these names from them, or hearing anywhere, or reading Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere, and they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No need of Guru at all. No need of Diksha. No Siksha. Oh, why name is himself Krishna? They are bogus persons, offenders. We should try to be far away from them. Namadhemuni Brindageya Janaranjanaya Pat. So, to be merciful, you have come, descended in the form of Akshar. What is Akshar?
Syllable.
If anyone, he chants, but no honor, even no honor, for beginners he is telling. Without honor, without knowing the glory, and he utters this name, what becomes? All kinds of difficulties, sorrow, suffering, birth, death, pain, everything. Even all kinds of anarth and everything will go away. So you should hear patiently all these things and try to realize this fact. After that, yadanama bhasopi utvan kavalita bhavadvant vibhavo visantattandhanam api disat bhakti pranainim janastasya uddhatam bhavan nama tarani kriti. And after this, yad brahma sakshat kriti nishthya api vina sammayat vina anubhogai apai sunam spuranena tatte prarabdha kar. E brahma jnani, he has accepted brahma jnani. Or don't sleep. Try to open your heart and sleep like very small. Tat brahma sakshat kriti nishthya api. You have received brahma jnana. This is nishtha. But even now you are qualified to have brahma jnana. That part, I am brahma. Sarvam khalidam. And he is about to liberate. But he will have to suffer for his prarabdha karma. What is prarabdha karma? Prarabdha karma? There are so many kinds of karma. Prarabdha, aprarabdha, food, deed, avidya. Five kinds. Prarabdha karma, what is the meaning of prarabdha karma? You know? You should all try to know all these things. Because we are in training center. We are in training center for 7 days. You have attended 7 days in Bezer. You should now think that we are in training center. I may examine you. And if you are not qualified, I may cut your name. So I will examine. And I will promote also. I can ask questions to anyone who are here. So you should be alert that Maharaj can ask anything. But brahma sakshat kriti nishthya api. But yet, you will have to face, you will have to suffer prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma, what is meaning?
Sri Rupa Goswami Pada has written, aprabdham phalam phapam.
No, no, don't.
Kutam bidam phalam.
What I am telling you should only do. Otherwise, you will take all time.
Prarabdha karma means.
What is prarabdha karma?
Prarabdha karma means the reactions of our fruitive activities which are fructifying in this life, in the form of this body.
Our body has been given only for prarabdha karma. But yet there were no endless ocean of our karma, good and bad, are still in store. Only the karmas which are now to be tested, from that our this body has been made. And when we will test all these things again, the new comes from that store will come. That is a prarabdha. And by which it comes, good, heap of all this, It comes from ignorance.
What ignorance?
Krishna bullies you or nothing? To forget Krishna. This is our main ignorance. So all will go away. Only by one name, if it is
manifest in our
heart. Manifest. What is the meaning of Krishna? Oh, we cannot take from our
Baitan.
Shravan Mukho hi Jivadu. If you are surrendered, then it may be that your first your all offense will go. All offenses. And Krishna, for a moment, or he can come or turn, and he will down. But very rare. Very rare. So we should wait for this. If one name has come and dawned in our strength, then for your all kinds of
karma,
your prarabdha karma, aprarabdha karma easily can go. All, but you will have to test. Even Brahmagyani had to
test.
But if anyone, or even one name is coming and stomping in your tongue, then your all food, or vidya, everything will go away by one name. Then you should have this faith, strong faith. So don't be weak. Oh, nothing we cannot chant. We will not chant. Oh, only distribution of books and all other things are. Or don't be weak. Try to chant more with pure mind. Agatamani Jasoda Anandana Ulanda Sunu Kamala Nayani Gopi Chandra Bindavi Karnas Karnu Krishna Avityane Kaswarupe Paimamari Sutya. You can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh Krishna, you are Agataman. He Agataman. What is the meaning? You have?
Control
of Agatha. Kill. Oh, Agatha is the
embodiment
of all kinds of offenses. Oh, I am so offensive. Be merciful. Like Agatha, you should take my all offenses. Agatha man is Yashoda, Nandano, Nandasuno, Kamala Nayan, Gopi Chandra, Vrindavanendra. Pranatapuruna Krishna, oh Krishna, your name, all these things. They should come with full of rush, saturated with rush in my heart. Shuddhitastik dhanati rasaye ramma chitghan sukha sarupini. Naam gokul mahattavaye te puruna babse. Oh Krishna, come in my heart with your full appearance. You are the Mahatva of Gokul. Mahatva means?
Great festival of Gokul.
Anyone, if sees you, meets you, remembers you, chants you, Gokul Mahatva. Gokul Mahatva. Oh, you should manifest yourself in my heart. Oh, big explanation. All Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavat man come. English. And then Narada Veena Jivan Sudharma Nityas Madhuri Pura Sam Krishna Nama Kamam Purame Rasane. Oh, you are very fond of Narada. When he takes Veena and Radhika Narada Bajaye Veena Radhika Ramana Name Narada Muni Bajaye Veena Radhika Ramana Name. This name, with full of rush, saturated with rush, you should manifest yourself in my heart. So you should not make any idleness, be weak or insensitive. Always chant. Always chant. If you have time to, it will give more sahayata.
Help,
then you are making money. Money can kill you. And money can take your all transcendental energy. But name is very powerful. He is merciful. He cannot cheat you. He cannot keep you. You know, money, if you have so much money and you are going, anyone will shoot and take money. So it will come. So many problems. Where to keep? Always this time. But name Prabhu? Oh. Even name Prabhu will be merciful to give you so much money that you can maintain your life. He can give you swarga.
Heavenly planet.
Oh, so many very beautiful, not only one lady, and they will not divorce. So many at a time, thousands of Ashtara. What name? What name? Urvashi, Menaka and all. These ladies of this earth, they cannot be equal to their dust, thick dust. And these husbands, bogus. Oh, Krishna will give everything to you. Oh, in Vaikuntha, oh, more than Vaikuntha, Dwarka, oh, all are Lakshmi, Saptabhama, Rukmini, and all others. If you like, Nam Prabhu engage in their service. Not in their service, you will be like queen of Dwarka. And if you are rejecting these, then you will come to Vrindavan. So Nami, so powerful. You should have a strong belief, and from today you should try to increase your number and be have so much faith. Then name can give you, if you like, money, wealth, reputation, position, everything, and even Krishna. Gaur Prema.
Hari
Hari Gaur.
So usually, when you take a meal, then first you start with sukta, you know, bitter, and then you eat savory, and then the sweets are at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately today, the sukta is at the end. This morning, Srila Gurudev gave his morning greeting to me. He said, "Don't fly in the sky." But this is my tendency, what can I do? I think I have so many guardians to protect me. And I know that he wants to make me come down from the ground and not fly in the sky. You're my guardian, so. Coming here to Alatra, seeing this place, then I remember lotus feet of my Gurudev and his instructions that he spoke here. Last time I gave class, I also spoke something of Gurudev's Harikatha when he was here last year. So now I'm remembering another katha that he spoke here last year that he began, but he could not complete. There was no time. So I'll try to go on. I think that any Shishya, any bona fide disciple, they worship the words of their Gurudev. There may be so many katas which are very sweet, and they are written in books, but especially dear to their heart is the katha they've heard directly from the lips of their Gurudev. And any very qualified disciple, he will feel some pride in his heart. Oh, my Gurudev's katha, so sweet. What wonderful things he gave to me. What valuable things and priceless things. But I'm so unqualified. If I remember them, if I speak them, then it may be that they will come in my heart. So I remember the Gurudev's Harikatha here last year. He began Ramananda Samvad. So Ramananda Samvad is very nice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Rai Ramananda, and it starts on the ground and then goes so gradually, we can see. This Ramananda Samvad is like the backbone of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. If you have no backbone, then you cannot do anything. You cannot even get out of bed. So without going deeply into this very extraordinary conversation, very mysterious conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, we cannot enter into Siddha Bhakti. And all the topics of Aroha Siddha Bhakti, Karma Yoga and everything, they come up in this conversation. So first I give my pranam to Lotus Feet of my Gurudev. Namasasam manamapi asati buddhamata sarupam rupam tachaga jamuripurim Maturim Goswatim Radha Kundam Adiribaram Aho Radhika Madhavasam Prabhsoya Sapati Chakipaya Sri Gurum Tamnatosvi Gurve Gaurachandaya Radhikaya Sadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Sad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Nata Gopula Siddhakara Supasanna Vaktara Vinda Madhurasmita Hikpada Yasataya Viharate Panaya Priyara Satchaiva Mahamati Naya Priya Sevanaya Yatkinkari Shubahusha Kaluka Kabani Nittam Parasya Purishasya Sikanda Mole Shakadara Sanide Vishabhanu Jaya Tatkele Kunja Bhavanangana Mahajanisham Tavayvasmi Tavayvasmi Nadivamitaya Bina Sivikyara Dhetam Nayamam Charanantike. First of all, I ask my satsang Dhanavat Pranam. A number of times at the Lord Sita Madhya Panamaraja Samagurupada Padma Sri Rupanuga Sarvayam Vishnupad Astotara Sata Sishmad Bhakti Vedan Sundaran Goswami Maharaj, and after my satsang Pushpanjali innumerable times at the Lord Sita my Rupanuga Guru Varga, and after my respectful businesses and take the food dust of all the temple Vaishnavas, especially my worshipful superiors, the disciples of Srila Nitya Prasam Vishnupad Astotara Sata Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the disciples of Nityananda Prasam Vishnupad Astotara Sat Krishna Bhakti Akshat Srila Goswami Maharaj, So we have here disciples of Mr. Lila Prishnam, Mr. Parasa, Sr. Sattvati, Mr. Bhakti Thomas, Kri Maharaj, and Mr. Lila Prishnam, Mr. Pad, Srimad Guru Govinda Goswami Maharaj. And I give my pranam to my God brothers and God sisters. Vajandananda and Shamasundar, Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ocean of Ras, Raso Vaisaha, he is the absolute truth. He is made of Ras. He is the taster of Ras. And he is the object of Ras. Only Ras and Ras. He is Atmaram and Aptakam. He is self-satisfied and all of his desires are fulfilled. Yet, some desire came in his. He became very curious. He is overwhelmed with the curiosity to understand, what does Srimati Radhika feel for me? What is the nature of her love? What is it that she sees in me which captivates her mind? What happiness does she feel in our loving affair? With a very intense, thick greed to realize this, Krishna, he stole the bhava of Srimati Radhika. So if a thief takes anything, they cannot stay there. They'll have to go to another place and enjoy their stolen property in secret, hiding everything. So Krishna, he went to Navadvipa Dham, and hiding himself with the golden complexion of Srimati Radharani, or he started to take this bhava of Srimati Radhika. He tried again and again, but his desire was not fulfilled. So in the middle of the night, he snuck out from his home. His mother was standing at the gate of the house. He intuitively felt that, oh, tonight my son will run away. And she was standing at the gate of the house. She was feeling such pain of separation in her heart, impending separation, that she could not speak, she could not move. He came up and saw his mother standing there, Nimai Pandit. So his mother standing there. He just did prakrama of his mother. 4 times prakrama, and then gave pranam and took dust from her feet and quickly to the Ganga and jumped into the Ganges, crying, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. Very, in a very desperate mood, impelled by intense greed to realize Radha Bhav. Radha Bhav means Krishna consciousness, full Krishna consciousness. And swimming in the Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. Quickly, he swam across the Ganges and went to Katka. There, he accepted sannyas. Then he put forward the idea that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in the line of Madhvacharya. Why? Because he took sannyas in the line of Shankaracharya. They give this idea. He's a Shankara sannyasi in Mayavadi line. Why do you say he's in the line of Brahma Madhva Sampada? But no. From whom did he accept sannyas? Keshava Bharati. Keshava Bharati, though he himself had taken sannyas in the line of Shankaracharya, he was actually the godbrother of Mahaprabhu's own guru. He was in his grihastha life before he took sannyas. He had received diksha from Madhavendra Puripad. Oh, but they don't know. Those who make this accusation, they are quite ignorant. He had taken diksha from Madhavendra Puripad. So he was the godbrother of Ishwara Puri, the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So from his own guru's godbrother and disciple of Madhavendra Puri, he accepted sannyas. Not only this, even if we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted sannyas in the line of Shankaracharya, this makes him more in Madhva Sampradaya than if he had taken sannyas in Madhva Sampradaya. Why? Because Madhvacharya himself took sannyas from a Shankaracharya sannyasi called Achyuta Preksha. And afterwards, he converted his sannyas guru to become a Vaishnava. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really is in Madhva Sampradaya because he's taken diksha in Madhva Sampradaya. In this sampradaya coming from Brahma. And just as Madhva is accepting sannyas from a Shankaracharya sannyasi, he also did the same thing. So that makes him more a follower of Madhvacharya. So he accepted sannyas, and then He tried to go to Vrindavan, but Nityananda Prabhu brought him back to Navadvip. After some time, he left Navadvip and he went to Jagannath Puri on the request of his mother. She begged him, "Oh, don't go to Vrindavan, be close by in Jagannath Puri." So he went to Jagannath Puri. There in Jagannath Puri, he met Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And by his very intense prabhav, he changed the heart and mind of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the guru of so many sannyasis and absorbed in Advaita, Kevala Advaita Siddhanta, the monistic philosophy of impersonalism. He converted him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a great Vaishnava. After being converted by Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Oh Mahaprabhu, there is a devotee. He lives in South India. Outwardly he appears to be like a worldly man. He is the governor of Madras. And before, I used to laugh. I would think, oh, what kind of sadhu can he be? He's always thinking about Radharani and the gopis. Thinking about these cowherd girls. And I would laugh. But now by your mercy I've come to realize that he is a very great Rasik Vaishnav. And he's unparalleled in this world. I don't know anyone so qualified as him. Understood this fact now. So if you go traveling in that area, be sure to meet with him." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the pretext of searching for his brother Vishwarup, at the age of 19, when Mahaprabhu was quite small, he took sannyas and left home. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the pretext of searching out his brother, he said, "I'm going to look for my brother." And he left Jagannath Puri and went touring all over South India. As he was traveling, eventually, after being in Kramachal, after being in different places, he came to one place on the bank of Godavari. This place called Vishakhapatnam. So there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was sitting on the bank of Godavari. And he's taken his bath, and he was sitting on the bank of Godavari and chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Being completely absorbed. Vana deke mona hai, ehi Vrindavan, Shala deke brahma hai, ehi Govardhan, Jahanadi deke taha mona ye kalindi, Mahaprema veshe prabhu, nache pare kandi. He was so absorbed, he thought, "Oh, I'm in Vrindavan." He never thought, "This is Godavari, this is the Jamuna. I'm sitting on the bank of Jamuna. These trees, oh, this is not Vishakhapatnam, South India. This is Meduvan, Sevakun, Deersamir, Bangsivat, like Vrindavan." And he was absorbed in chanting his Hainam. At that time, the governor of Madras, as fate would have it, was coming there to take bath in the holy river. Though he was from Sudra caste, he was a very intelligent politician and he'd become the governor. So he was very, very wealthy. He was being carried on a palanquin with so much pomp and grandeur. There were so many musicians, thousands of Brahmins chanting Vedic hymns with a very grand procession. And they were taking him down to the Ganges, down to the Godavari, to take bath there. So when Roy Ramananda came there, he saw, sitting at some distance, one boy sannyasi, very young. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his age now is about 24, 25 years old. Oh, but he looks ever fresh and young, like Krishna. Krishna never grows old. Krishna is always young. Even speaking the Bhagavad Gita, being about more than 100 years old, he has no beard, no mustache, no need to shave, like a fresh boy, 16 years old. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always like this, young and fresh, very beautiful and effulgent. How? Hare Krishna Chusai Purita Vasano Nama Ganana Krita Granthi Saini Subhaga Khati Sutra Chulakara Vishalakso Dirga Gala Yugala Kailan Chitabuja Sachaitanya Kinmai Puna Apidishoya Kriti Padam. So beautiful. His tongue is chanting. Automatically, the name is coming and dancing on his tongue. His complexion is so golden. And his body is decorated with tilak in 12 places. His shoulders are so broad and his waist so thin, like the body of a lion. And he's dressed with a cloth, Arun, like very soft, reddish color, like the rising of the sun. Very large golden form and soft body like butter. And his head and tilak. And eyes like lotus petals reaching around to his ears, and long arms down to his knees. And he was absorbed, very deeply absorbed, in chanting Harinam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so beautiful. Rasadhama kama buddha madhu dhamma churatanu. He is more beautiful than millions of cupids. Kamadev is the god of love. And Krishna is so beautiful. He can, in Brahma Samhita there is written that he can charm millions of Kamadevas. If millions of cupids, they see Krishna, they will swoon and faint. That Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But now, he is covered with the complexion of Srimati Radhika. We cannot imagine how beautiful he looks. We chant our Gaur Gayatri. What is the beej of Gaur Gayatri? Can't be. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so beautiful and attractive, and sitting and chanting Harinam. When Roy Ramananda saw him, he was overwhelmed. And he went towards him and gave pranam. Fell down on the ground giving pranam. Mahaprabhu came in sense and saw, oh, who is this person giving pranam to me? And he stood up and he lifted Roy Ramananda from the ground. At that time, all the devotees, and even those who weren't devotees, they were all around. And the name was coming automatically from their mouth. And tears were flowing from their eyes. Yes. Roy Ramananda said, it appears by your influence. Yes. Just look what's happening to everyone. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also could recognize Roy Ramananda. Oh, who are you? I think you must be Roy Ramananda. I have heard about you from by the mercy of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I have come into your association. In this way, Roy Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were glorifying each other, but not accepting. No, it's not true, and glorifying each other in this way. They embraced each other. And when they embraced, their bodies were trembling. All sattvic bhavs came in their body. Tears coming from their eyes. They almost became unconscious. But because there are many persons there, their mood is not the same. They were like outsiders in this matter of their brajabhav. So they checked their emotions. All the Brahmins were watching and saying, they were thinking, what is this? First of all, this Ramananda Rai, upon seeing this sannyasi, he's overcome with an ecstatic mood. And this sannyasi seeing Ramananda Rai, he's embracing him. What is going on? They became confused. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, they checked their mood. And they agreed to meet later. So this meeting is very deep. Very powerful emotion in this. Why? Because who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna. And who is Roy Ramananda? Vishakha. Vishakha Sakhi. And now they're meeting. After long time separation. Vishakha Sakhi is so dear to Krishna, being the very intimate friend of Srimati Radharani. Having all qualities just like Srimati Radharani. Vrishabhanudhadi Navasasileke Lalita Sakigona Ramitavishake. Vishaka Sakhi and Srimati Radhika were born on the same day, the exact same moment, same constellation of stars. Vishaka is always close to Srimati Radhika. Vrishabhanudhadi Navasasi, Radhika is like Navasasi, like a moon. And when the new moon comes, very close by there's one constellation of stars called Vishakha. So as the constellation of stars is always by the new moon, so Vishakha Sakhi always close to Srimati Radhika, as a very dear and intimate friend, having the same qualities and mood. But there's some speciality in Srimati Radhika, which is not present in anyone. If Srimati Radhika has a secret, any secret thing in her heart, that she cannot speak to anyone, she can tell it to Vishakha. They're so close. So now Krishna Chandra himself, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is being united with Vishakha Sakhi in the form of Roy Ramananda. And all are watching, but they cannot understand what's going on. So Srila Krishna Kavaraj Goswami Pad has composed a beautiful verse describing the meeting between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Roy Ramananda. And what became of this meeting? What is the speciality of this meeting? He's written, Sancharya Rama Veda Bhakta Mege Swabhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani Gaurabdareta Amunaviti Nais Yajjat Naratna Layatam Prayati Sancharyam Rama Veda Bhakta Mege. Roy Ramananda is considered to be like a cloud, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be like the ocean. In the conversation between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inquiring from Roy Ramananda about the goal of life, and Roy Ramananda is giving him instruction. But at the same time, we find that Roy Ramananda is saying, I don't know anything. Whatever words you make me speak, I'm speaking those words. So what's going on? Is Roy Ramananda giving instruction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Or is it only like a drama? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inspiring Roy Ramananda and he's instructing him, but actually the instruction is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why do we say Krishna studied in the college of Vishakha? To learn about the mood of Srimati Radhika. If everything's coming from Mahaprabhu. This is contradictory. Mahaprabhu is giving mercy to Ramananda Roy, or Ramananda Roy is giving mercy to Mahaprabhu. What is going on here? So this mystery has been solved in this first verse of chapter 8 of Madhya Lila, Chaitanya-caritamritam. Krishna Kavaraj Goswami is saying that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of rasa. Krishna Chandra himself, he's like an ocean of rasa. And Roy Ramananda is like the cloud. So the ocean is very vast. And the cloud has come from the ocean, but still there's some speciality. What is that? Oh, when the water comes in the cloud, when it comes down, this water is more sweet. Isn't it? The rainwater is sweeter than the water of the ocean. It is more sweet. Another thing here is that they're seeing, all the Brahmins are seeing. One sannyasi, he came from Bengal, and he's meeting with the governor of Madras. But they cannot see what is their relation. Actually, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Radhika is his Swarup Shakti. And from Radhika, all the gopis have come. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Patipavitabi Sabiya Eva Nidarupa Tayas Kalabi. All the gopis, each one is one of Radhika's moods. Radhika has a very Lalit mood, it became Lalita. Radhika has Vishesh mood, became Vishakha. Radhika's Rupa became Rupa Manjari. Radhika's Rati became Rati Manjari. Radhika's eyes, Nayan, became Nayanamani Manjari. Our Sula Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This. So all have come from Radharani, and Radhika is the Swarup Shakti of Krishna. So Roy Ramananda has come from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the material eyes, we're thinking, oh, he is the governor of Madras, and he is the sannyasi from Bengal. But they cannot see. Just as seeing the cloud, you cannot understand that the cloud has come from the ocean. We have learned this science that it has come, but you cannot see how the cloud has come from the ocean with your eyes. Can you see? You cannot see. It's a very mysterious thing. By science, we know that it happened. So in the same way, no one can see. Oh, here's the governor of Madras and here's the sannyasi from Bengal. But you cannot see what is their relation. How Ramananda Rai has come from this Swarup Shakti of Brajendranandan Shyamasundara Krishna, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How they're intimately related. Also, when the... Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also compared to a mountain. When the cloud is traveling, then if the cloud hits a mountain, then the cloud bursts and the rain comes down. So if there's a constellation of stars in the sky, which is called Swati, Nakshatra, the Nakshatra, the constellation called Swati, then there's a special potency in the rain. So when the rain comes down, it produces many wonderful effects. If the rain of Swati Nakshatra will go into the ocean and go into any oyster, then the oyster will produce a pearl. Otherwise, the oyster cannot produce any pearl. Many jewels come out from the ocean when the rain of Swati Nakshatra goes into the ocean. If the rain of Swati touches the hooves of a cow, it produces gorochan, a very bright yellow pigment used in diamond tilak. If the rain of Swati Nakshatra comes on the...